This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning we find out more about Umpqua Valley Habitat for Humanity. Executive Director Robin Hartman, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for having us in.
So you've got a big announcement from recent days in the South County area, specifically around Riddle. I'll talk about what happened.
Okay. Habitat for Humanity has been building homes in Douglas County since about 1996, and we build one home a year. And so we're kind of really taking it to another level now. We bought 20 lots down in Riddle. Riddle's a town of 1,500 people, and they have a real shortage of affordable housing. We're going to be building a neighborhood down there, and it's the Twin Oaks neighborhood. We received good funding from the state to help us, get started on the project and build the first six homes, two each year for the next 3 years. So we're real excited about it, and we will, be breaking ground next year. After the rain stops.
So something different to as opposed to just having a house here and there to sort of create a neighborhood. I bet you're pretty excited about that.
We really are. When this opportunity came up, we evaluated, is this real? Is this property really available? And we went down there being very skeptical. But as soon as we saw it, as soon as we heard about the state funding and the support of City of Riddle, we're just thrilled about it, and the board members couldn't be happier. It's a big project for us, but it'll keep us busy there for probably a decade. It'll double our production down there, but that's, 2 to 3 houses a year probably.
So a lot of work is going to be ahead on this, and this kind of came down a little bit in a unique way, right?
Sure. Let's see. We landowner kind of called us and suggested he had this property down there, and we went down to visit, and it's a beautiful rolling hillside at the end of 4th Street. And then just about that same time, State of Oregon offered this LIFT funding, which is Local Innovation and Fast Track Funding. It's called LIFT. And it's to help communities, especially rural communities, statewide, for help nonprofits provide affordable housing and get it in place. So we jumped on it. This is our first time to receive such a nice big grant of about $1.2 million. And so it's great. It's daunting, but we're thrilled.
And what kind of plans are you working on now to figure out how to sort of lay the neighborhood out?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've hired an engineering firm who's going to do that work for us. It's a Roseburg company, IE Engineering. They've done a lot of great work for us, really, and sometimes at no cost in the past with our single homes that are, across central Douglas County. But they're going to help us design the infrastructure. We have to, for the first six homes, this funding is going to help us build the road into these six properties, the power infrastructure, storm drains, sewer line, fresh water, sidewalks. And so, we're thrilled to be working with such a company that does this type of work.
Now, what size will some of these homes likely be?
We are going to offer 2 to 3 bedroom homes. That's what we find suits people. So it'll be depending on the family size. And that's the Habitat model. We sort of pick a family that becomes our partner family. We're going through that process right now to select families to partner with, and it'll fit. These homes will be built to fit the size of the family.
And what are some of the things that go with a family being able to obtain a home, income level, or that kind of thing?
Thank you for that question. There's 3 things, and these are long-time Habitat for Humanity goals or criteria for, evaluating partner families. One is they have to have a real need for affordable housing. So we eventually do a site visit. If it's a family living in too small of a place, or they're renting and they can't afford the rent, so we kind of go through and evaluate their need. Second is their willingness to partner, meaning will they be able to commit to finding friends and family that can help us on the build alongside our Habitat volunteers, or just their cooperative ability and, interest in the project. And third is the ability to pay an affordable mortgage. So we're looking for families that are between 40 to 80% of the annual mean income for Douglas County, adjusted for family size. And so we lay out that income range on the application, that we could give to folks. But we serve that range of people. That's the Habitat range of folks. And this doesn't have to be a job. This could be on, government program. It could be, multiple people working in the home. And then we help them find a third-party loan. And so we point them to two specific loans, maybe three, but there's a USDA 502 loan, which is a U.S. Department of Agriculture rural communities loan, and it's very good on its criteria and meets people within that income range. And then there's the Oregon Bond Loan, which is a long-time loan in Oregon that serves families in that income range, and a Fannie Mae loans that also work really well. And then these are going to be homes that are permanently affordable, meaning that Habitat will continue to own the land. People will buy the homes, and they will get a 99-year lease for their property. So what it does, it keeps that whole neighborhood that we're building in affordable housing for years to come and families in the future if these homes sell.
Wow. So some big news out there. And how many people are involved with helping you with Habitat for Humanity in the area?
Well, we have a lot of volunteers, but we always need more. So right now we're building an A-frame up on the wildfire area. All this rain, tomorrow's a build day, and at least we're doing interior work. But we're building an A-frame for a wildfire survivor up above Idlewild Park. And we've got a regular crew of, 10 to 12 folks who show up on either Thursday or Friday. But in Riddle, we'll be running two teams at a time. So we're recruiting volunteers specifically for Riddle. You can be from other places, but we're going to do the same thing. We're going to work Thursdays and Fridays. If you want to get some experience building things, or if you are experienced and retired, or stay-at-home mom or dad, and have the day free, come and join us.
Now, if people want to find out more about Umpqua Valley Habitat for Humanity, how do they get connected with you?
Well, we have two ways right now. We're working on updating our website, so that's not real easy to access right now. But email us at info@umpquavalleyhabitat.org. That's info@umpquavalleyhabitat.org. Or call us at 541-672-6182. And specifically for the Riddle Neighborhood Project, we're in Riddle at the City Hall on Thursdays in January from 4:30 to 6:30. Come by and pick up an application. We'll answer your questions. You can pick up applications in City Hall during regular business hours any day during January. And the application window is between now and the end of January. We may extend in some situations, but we also have our applications are in Spanish now, and we're really trying to reach out to underserved communities, and we're thrilled to have a translator who can help us with families who might need that in asking questions and that.
All right, very good. Robin Hartman, Umpqua Valley Habitat for Humanity, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:41 at the Morning Report.